91X News.
It's 4 degrees and partly sunny from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Martin Allen. Municipalities across Ontario accept glass products in their recycling pickups. But is it really worth it? Deanne Fraser has the story.
Stacks of recycled material fill the space here at Quinty Waste Solutions. The cost to collect glass from the curbside and ship it to a potential buyer is where glass becomes a problem in the recycling industry. Daniel Orr from Quinty Waste Solutions says he doesn't know if it's beneficial to recycle glass.
It's very costly to a municipality to collect glass in a blue box.
However, recycling other products are not as costly.
We get a good return on aluminum, so it's worth it in the blue box to collect it.
So why do we continue to collect glass for pickup? It's because municipalities in Ontario are mandated by provincial law to collect glass bottles and jars.
We have to do it. We don't have a choice at this moment. There's new legislation coming down, the Waste Free Ontario Act, and that might change that.
Another problem with glass is that it's easily contaminated.
This is what most municipalities are dealing with, is that the glass they get in the blue box is a dirty material.
Or suggests that you return the stuff you buy at the LCBO, wine rack, or beer store to ensure a better recycle of the material. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
Bell Boulevard will see traffic flow changes as the Shoreline Casino is now officially coming to Belleville. Tyler Renaud has more.
Belleville Director of Development Rod Bouvet says Belleville was prepared for this back in 2014 when the Master Transportation Plan was passed.
It identifies Bell Boulevard from Walbridge-Lillis Road to Sydney Street, ultimately being widened to four lanes with pedestrian facilities and street lighting.
However, Bouvet says changes won't happen until they are needed.
That'll really happen as development happens out there and traffic increases to the point where the road needs to be widened.
The Shoreline Casino is scheduled to open spring 2017. Tyler Renaud, QNET News, Belleville.
The municipality of Stirling-Rawdon will be getting less financial help from the province this year. QNET's Cam Kennedy has the story.
The township of Stirling-Rawdon will receive less funding from the province for another year. It's been like this for the past 3 or 4 years, leaving Rodney Cooney, the mayor of Stirling-Rawdon, not overly happy.
I have no trouble with my sister municipalities in Hastings County getting funding, but it sure does suck when I got people here that pay the same provincial sales tax as the perpin in my surrounding municipalities, and they're getting increases and I'm getting decreases.
The original cutbacks in 2013 was something the township was prepared for. Cuts were made to some departments in the municipality by 20%. With the cost of energy, electricity, and fuel increasing, Stirling-Rawdon had to find money from elsewhere. One of the ways to do this was to increase taxes for residents living in the township. That's something Cooney is hesitant to do.
Our municipality, since 98 to 2010 or 11, like the average house here, the taxes were up 151%. Well, you can't keep doing that.
Cooney has had discussions with the other mayors in Hastings County about Stirling-Rawdon's situation. While they are all sympathetic, there are some people who are doubters.
You try to tell people that it's kind of, you believe it's unfair, and it is what it is, but some people think sometimes you're crying wolf, I believe, but figures don't lie, but liars can figure it.
Cooney said that the township will be looking at other options to counter the decrease in financial help from the province. Cam Kennedy, QNET News, Belleville.
Napanee OPP wants to warn businesses about counterfeit American dollars being passed along Highway 401. On January 8th, an officer seized $790 in counterfeit American money at a vehicle stopped in Napanee. Communications Officer Jackie Perry says groups typically buy something small for the change they can get back.
They typically will, three or four of them will be in a vehicle and travel up and down the 401 and exit and just hit businesses buying insignificant items in hopes of cashing a $50 American and getting the change back. That's how they're targeting businesses.
Counterfeit $20 and $50 bills have been found along the 401. Perry added, with such a high American dollar, merchants are usually happy to take the American bills.
The other thing with the American money being at such a elevated value, you know, a lot of people want to get their hands on American money too. So it's kind of a catch-22 for merchants.
Facebook is celebrating its 12th birthday today by giving friendship collages to its 1.6 billion users. The collages will be packaged in videos of photos of friends and family that have been previously posted on Facebook. The photos are picked out by automation, but can be tweaked, and your video won't be seen by anyone unless you share it. Most Facebook users should start seeing the videos at the top of their Facebook feeds by noon today. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Do you know where to find the latest fashions that will make you stand out from the crowd? Quinty Mall. Do you need to find a gift that's the perfect fit for that someone special in your life? Quinty Mall. With over 125 stores and services for you to choose from, Quinty Mall is the best place for you to fit in and stand out. Visit QuintyMall.com anytime for more information. Quinty Mall. Fit in. Stand out.
Everything we do.
Jeremy Lin scored 24 points, and the Charlotte Hornets rallied in the second half to beat the Eastern Conference leading Cleveland Cavaliers 106-97. Hornets coach Steve Clifford says scoring balance was great for his team.
There were a couple of things. One, we fought hard, and two, I thought the bench play in both halves was obviously really good. So it's a good win and much more balanced than we have been. You know, we won a couple of games. We were just great on offense, or, you know, like, good on defense, but tonight we're good at both, especially in the second half.
The NHL has suspended Calgary Flames defense Dennis Wiedemann 20 games for cross-checking a linesman during a game last week. Wiedemann was suspended for violating the league rule on physical abuse of officials after he struck linesman Don Henderson and knocked him down during the Flames game against Nashville on January 27th. The suspension will cost Wiedemann $564,000 in salary and is the second longest in NHL history for abusing an official. Gordy Dwyer of the Tampa Bay Lightning was suspended 23 games in part for abuse of officials during an exhibition game in 2000. Security is tightening around the San Francisco Bay Area ahead of this weekend's Super Bowl 50. ABC's Alex Stone is in San Francisco.
With the game only days away now, police here are on high alert. A joint command center is set up watching Super Bowl events here in downtown San Francisco and at Levi's Stadium, an hour south where the game will be held. But Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says there are no known credible terror threats.
We try to anticipate things that could happen from multiple different directions, but we're always informed by recent events.
Those recent events include the terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. Now everybody and everything heading into Levi's Stadium is being checked. Alex Stone, ABC News, San Francisco.
In NHL last night, Buffalo beat Montreal 4-2, Tampa Bay beat Detroit 3-1, and Calgary shut down Carolina 4-1. The Toronto Raptors put their club record 11-game win streak on the line tonight in Portland. The Blazers have won their last 7 home games against Toronto, as well as 12 of the 13 meetings overall. It's one of 4 games on the hardwood tonight. Mike Babcock will coach his 1,000th career NFL game when the Toronto Maple Leafs host the New Jersey Devils tonight. Toronto is 9-1-4 in its last 14 home games against New Jersey. Elsewhere, Edmonton visits Ottawa, and Columbus takes on Vancouver. Send us your team or league scores to QNetNewsDesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, wind southwest at 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40, becoming light this afternoon, a high of +2. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of -8. Friday will be mainly sunny, wind becoming west at 20 kilometers late in the afternoon, a high of +1. Friday night, we'll see increasing cloud cover, a low of -7. Saturday will be cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries, high of -1. Saturday night will be cloudy with 60% chance of flurries and a low of -9. At 12:08, it is currently 4 degrees Celsius. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Martin Allen. News on 91X is next at 1:00.